Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Angindlule ngala bese ke siya ku Pastor Babsi Shilubane.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Pray is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Pastor Babsi, sawubona.
Good afternoon. Awuseni sanibonani dumelang.
Ahe.
Sanonke emakhaya nawe sisibahle nyakubulisa.
Amen. 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 Usiphatheleni namhlanje.
Yo sisibahle before sisiqhubeka nge motivation yethu. Let's just say Lord be with those families. Those who have survived, uNkulunkulu siyabonga. They are living to testify that you are a God who saves. Those who unfortunately lost their lives, their families might know ukuthi their loved ones, they died in good cause. So uNkulunkulu ababusise bonke lama family going through such things because of the snow.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Ungaqhubeka.
Again to the listeners, amalalele ekhaya. You know, the word of God says, greater is he that is in me than the one who is in the world. The one inside of you and I enables us to do mighty exploits, Mlaleli. He gives us the power. He gives us sound mind. He gives us hope. And when we, mina nawe, activate our faith in him, who is God, they move. The rivers and the oceans, they part and make way for us. The wilderness paves the way for Tina. Even in the desert, water comes out.
Wow.
When we activate our faith, lions go on fasting. And fire loses its burning ability. And above all, water becomes a walking runway. My sister, my brother, umama no baba, we need to develop a culture of resilience. A culture that says, I will never give up. And a culture that learns to stay in the course until you get what you want. You need to have an objective. You need to put it in a plan. You need to action it. And you need to stick to your plan, but be flexible in your approach. And you must work on those plans to achieve that objective until you win. We see in the Bible, there's a woman, Mambiza O Delilah, when you read in the book of Judges chapter 16, I love this woman because she was a woman on a mission. The Philistine rulers, she has the tenacity, she has the courage, and she has the beauty, not only the beauty, but she has the brain to can achieve what they want. They really badly wanted Samson, and they couldn't get to him. So, and yena uDelilah was motivated by the reward. So the objective was to get Samson, and then uDelilah, the motivation for yena, they promised that each of us will give you a silver coins, and that was enough. The Bible tells us that uDelilah, on a daily basis, three times she nagged him, umtelamanga, three times, but she didn't give up because she knew why she was there. She nagged Samson for the secret of his strength, until Samson was the one revealer, his source, yamandla wakhe. Ngikubuze mlalele ekhaya, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want to succeed? How bad do you want to pass? How bad do you want that marriage to work out? How bad do you want your children to pass at school? How bad, when and now yourself, do you want to start that business? How bad do you want it? How bad do you want to make that profit? How bad do you want to make that promotion? Nibuzile. The only way that we're going to go through to the other side, the only way that we can succeed is for us to stay the course. as it culminated with Delilah, at the end of it all, Delilah got what she wanted. So I don't know what you want, Ekaya, and I don't know how bad you want it, but you need to put things, systems in place, and then you follow it through to the end. Because ukhumbule ukuthi faith without works, I see a lot of Christians, they are fasting, they are praying, they are quoting scriptures. They've been prophesied by every prophet you can think of. They're always receiving, but there's no plan in action. How do we expect God to do something when we're not acting? He works with people. He wanted to release the children of Israel from Egypt. He didn't just do a miracle. He needed a person. He needed a moving body which was willing and has the ability and also was willing to listen. And then wahamba umthumela uMoses. What is it le wena uyenzayo ekhaya ukuthi uzokhona ukuthola lento uyifunako? May the Lord help us in every plan that we have, in everything that the dreams that we have, and also the wishes that we have, the vision that we've seen. May we act on it, because after praying, we need to get our hands dirty. And if you're looking for a marriage, but you're not even saying hi to women, you're not even greeting. After church, when you're the first one to leave, if you're a woman, so we need to do something from our part, because God has already gone before us. As he's gone before us, we need to follow through with our actions, with our plans, and having faith, Uguti, what God said he will do, he will definitely do it, because his word does not return void. It accomplishes every little thing that it has been purposed for in his word. Our hearts, our minds, they must be in action and moving to get to where we want to be. Amen. Mm.
Wow. Sisaphila asigive up Pastor Babsi siyaphambili.
Hey,
uyazubuze umbuzo la obalekile ukuthi how bad do you want leyo nto oyifunayo mzalwane, and wenzani ukuze uyithole leyo nto? Wow. Siyabonga kakhulu. Utholakala kuphi?
Sizibahle, if you want me, you can find me www.babsishilubani.com. My phone numbers are in there, or you can send me an email, or in all social media networks, www.babsishilubani.
Mm. Asiphinde sihlangane futhi evikini elizayo. God bless you.
Amen. Stay blessed.
Amen. Ngikuphelezela ke ngotumisang selike. Uthi, joko ya hao ibu bebe.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.